Proclamation number 8017, dated the October 13th, 1961. Low spiritual level. Test of faith. Battle. Rapture. My own, too, will have to suffer adversities because their faith shall become increasingly stronger when, time and time again, I will lead them out of their predicament. For they shall persevere until the end and thus need a strong and unwavering faith from which they will then draw the strength for their resistance. The battle against faith will come last, but this will be brutally waged. A living faith, however, will offer resistance to it, for then you will be so closely connected to me that you will not fear anything, regardless of what the adversary will do in order to bring you down. A strong faith is a living bond with me. Then I will no longer be the distant God for you, but I will be your father who is with his child, which therefore cannot be anxious anymore since it knows itself to be safe in his protection. This will then be proof of who belongs to my church, which I founded myself, of whose faith is like Peter's, a faith which does not waver irrespective of how many onslaughts are undertaken. It will be proof of who is closely united with me, who knows the truth and therefore also my eternal plan of salvation. And they will fearlessly face up to everything that will be done against them. You, who are my own, will recognize ever more clearly that the end is not far away, and you should also look at the world with open eyes. Then you will recognize the low spiritual level which soon cannot sink any lower and for that reason necessitates an end. However, the day has been determined for eternity and will definitely be adhered to. Yet people will incredulously want to reject your announcements, they will barely listen to you when you admonish and warn them, they will make plans for the future and will not want to let go of them, they will only ever think in a purely earthly way and pay no attention to spiritual reproaches. And therefore they will be taken by surprise by the coming event and also experience the end unprepared unless my final wake-up call still lets them find me and change their way of life. And against the background of all these events you, who are and want to remain my own, will have to be forearmed. Your faith must not start to waver. You must be as steadfast as a rock. And I want to help you gain this faith by allowing you to experience my help ever more obviously when you are in great distress. I truly will not leave you because you handed yourselves over to me and want to be of service to me. But I also know what demands will still be made on you in the last days, and I want to prepare you such that you can do justice to everything, that you will have the strength of faith at your disposal which is your fortitude no matter what will happen. Whatever you are lacking still requires my help. Every one of you still has to be taught by me because it is my will that you shall persevere, that you will prove yourselves in all temptations, that you will come to me in every adversity and faithfully rely on me and my help. Time and again you shall be allowed to experience me, time and again you must feel my love and might. I want to be present for you at all times so that your bond with me grows ever stronger, and then you will no longer be at risk of failing, for I will keep hold of you and protect you from my adversary, regardless of his actions against you. The final battle on this earth will be short because I myself will shorten the days for the sake of the elect. But it will irrevocably happen, after all it concerns the final separation of the sheep from the goats. My own will openly have to testify to me before the world, and they will truly have the strength to make this public confession, because in awareness of my presence they will not fear the adversary, and because they will face him with an abundance of strength and will not be afraid to speak when a confession is demanded of them. And even if it then seems to appear as if the adversary is winning, He will not be able to kill you, for I myself will come in the clouds. I myself will rescue you from utmost adversity. I will lift my own up to me and constrain my adversary again for a long time. I will put an end to his activity. I will lift my own up to heaven and then accomplish the work of the transformation of earth, so that a new period of salvation can begin and the spiritual being's process of development will be able to continue according to the eternal plan of salvation. Amen.